Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Do you like pineapple on your pizza?
Yes.
Hey, I'm with you.
But then once you get used to it, you cannot have it without it.
I don't like where this conversation is going.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like,
I really don't. I don't want that girl who gets a car full. Yo, what's good? My name is Lion Howe. Welcome to the second episode of Impulsive.
Wow.
I am here with my roommate, Spencer Taylor.
Hey, I like plants.
He's a vegan. And Mike Malak.
Hey, I'm a C1ator.
Yo, oh my God. Today is an amazing episode in general because if you guys did not know, we made it to number 4 on the iTunes store and on our way to becoming the number 1 podcast
in
the world.
And even more surprising, we made it to the second episode of Impulsive, which is longer than Logan's Twitch channel lasted.
So funny, Mike.
Oh, man.
We got a little ways to go. Most podcasts fail after episode 7.
Really?
Is that true?
Don't get comfy, boys.
Is that a fact?
It's a fact.
So
scientific.
So, all right. So we got 5 podcasts to go before we're done forever. So again, make sure you tune in. Make sure you subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. I just found out you can listen to podcasts on Spotify. This is on Spotify, iTunes, wherever it is. But today is a very special one. Not only because it is the second one, we have an amazing, amazing guest today. So listen. I didn't tell you guys this. We have a sponsor for today's podcast.
Who could it be?
That sponsor is Maverick by Logan Paul.
Oh my
Paul.
God.
Yeah, it's great. It's great when you can sponsor yourself on your podcast. We are doing a 20% off site-wide sale on the entire Maverick website. Just so you guys know, the two-tone hoodies are back for my OG Mavericks.
Those are so nice.
And pop by the site, grab something. It's loganpaul.com/shop. Link in description. Also, we're going to be flying out two Mavericks to come to LA.
Wow.
Check out the Impulsive set with
wow.
us. Blah, blah, blah. But listen, it's quite honestly, it's that time.
Right now?
Yeah, for our incredible guest. Again, guys, this person is a superstar. If you have not heard of her, you have at least seen her. And if you have not heard of her, I guarantee by the end of this podcast,
you're about to.
You will be a fan of JoJo Siwa.
Let's go.
Welcome to Impulsive, JoJo. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
What's up? What's up?
How's it going? Let me get here.
Oh yeah. So we dressed up in JoJo Siwa form if you want to take a look. We're all wearing
you all got your outfits on.
Tutus and
the
shoes.
Freaking unicorn.
I gotta say,
on.
I love it. It looks good.
I mean, we don't go halfway here.
No, you go full out.
That's
you go
right.
full out.
That's
I like
right.
that about
That's
you
right.
guys.
Yeah.
So check us out. JoJo, how old are you?
I am 15. 15 and a half.
And if I were to ask you how you describe yourself or what you do on the internet, and I know this is a tough question.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say for the people who aren't familiar with JoJo Siwa?
So, okay. So what I do on the internet is I create YouTube videos. I film my life every day and upload it. I do JoJo's Juice. But then I also have the side of me that is not just a YouTuber, that is also a brand. So like I am literally like brands license me in a way. And like I have merchandising in literally every store. And I'm signed with Nickelodeon. And also I do music and I'm going on tour. So like I'm kind of a mix between a Nickelodeon star, a pop star, a YouTuber.
It's easier if you just say like I do it all.
Yeah.
I'm JoJo Siwa and I do it all.
It's, well, here's why this is interesting. She is not lying. There is truth in all of this.
Everything.
In my JoJo research, you are quite honestly one of the most 360 degree influencers.
Crazy.
I think I've ever seen.
Crazy.
Thank you.
And you're 15.
Yes.
And a half. And a half.
Can't forget about the half.
Shout out to the team behind JoJo Siwa as well.
Shout.
Like her number one, but like also at the same time, like Mama Siwa.
Oh, my mom is incredible.
Wow. Tell us about your mom and her fostering your career.
No, literally my mom is the most amazing human I've ever met. We've been like working towards this, me and her, since I was literally 2 years old. Like she was my dance teacher in the beginning. Like she's the one who's pushed me. She's the one who's been like, no, you got this. Like you can do this. Like never give up on yourself. You know, we did our first TV shows together. So I was on Abby's Ultimate Dance Competition first, and then I was on Dance Moms, Lifetime's number one show. And so like me and my mom were on that together, which is crazy.
Crazy. Shout out to all the moms out there,
yes.
too.
Amazing.
I just moved here from LA too, and I miss my mom already.
Yeah.
Well, wait, you're in LA.
Sorry, I just moved to LA. I apologize.
You're making him nervous.
I just moved to LA. I am. I'm fanboying.
Okay,
I'm generally pretty nervous as always, but man, I'm fanboying.
Well, listen, because
right
we love you, JoJo.
Thank you.
Your content is so authentic and genuine. And I can tell you like really like what you're doing.
I do. I love it. And that's like one of the things that makes me who I am. Like people see this kid who's doing a music video about a kid in a candy store and she's wearing a hair bow and rainbow colors and eating candy. And they're like, that's not real. That's a character. But like at the end of the day, like I've been here hanging out with you guys. Like you guys know, like this is me. Like this is who I am. This is what I do. Like it's my life. And like, I love it. I wouldn't trade it for anything.
Did you say you do daily vlogs?
Yes.
Every day?
Yes.
How long has that been going on?
It's about I'm actually probably getting close to 600 days.
Shut up. Ooh. Shut up.
Yeah.
That's longer than Logan.
How long did you go for?
I did 460.
Oh yeah. I definitely know I'm above 500.
Wait, that's JoJo. The amount of work.
Unbelievable.
JoJo Siwa works harder than you.
I'm 100%.
Facts. JoJo Siwa works harder than you do.
But that's just a fact because she works harder than everybody. So whoever you are. That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah.
Whoever you are, whatever you do.
I asked you this. What time do you get up in the morning?
Not early. I stay up really late though. So I work really late at night, whether I'm editing, whether I'm writing, like no matter what I'm doing, like I am a night owl. So like I'll be up till 3 a.m. working on a video, but then like I'll wake up at like 10-ish.
JoJo, that's crazy.
I love
There's full on adults not doing life with that sort of passion.
It's crazy. And what's crazy for me is like YouTube is like what I do on my own. Like that's like my thing. But then say like I have a show on Nickelodeon, Lip Sync Battle Shorties. Like sometimes for Lip Sync Battle, we film from 8 a.m. to 5 at night. But it's a split call. So it's like 8 a.m. to 8 at night. And then I'll go home, have to film a video, get it up in that day. So like
grinding. Even though
literally the grind, like 24/7, it just is nonstop.
I know this might be a cliche question, but what drives you? Like, how do you, because there's so many kids out there that would love to be doing what you're doing. Like, how do you do that?
I see what I want to be doing in 5 years. And I'm like, okay, what do I need to do now to get there?
That is, you are so wise beyond your years.
Thank you.
Our outlook generally leads us to like, what are we going to have for dinner tonight?
That's
like,
it.
That's the farthest out we generally.
You know what's funny?
That's like our strategic plan.
I cannot make a decision like for tomorrow. Like tomorrow, I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what's happening next week. But like 5 years from now, I know what I'm doing.
Interesting.
How far ahead do you choose what color bow you're going to wear?
Huge question.
I mean, like, honestly, 2 minutes ahead.
Really?
Yeah.
How many bows do you have?
There is over 7,000 in the JoJo bow collection.
Oh my God.
7,000?
7,000 bows?
You want to know something crazier? Guess how many we sold last year? This year, technically, 2018. Guess how many that we're sold?
I'm literally afraid to answer.
A million.
A million?
I don't know, JoJo. I'm afraid. I'm literally afraid.
I'm flabbergasted.
Just take a guess. You have to guess.
I sell product. I was
22,567.
Okay.
100,000.
40 million.
Oh, get the hell out of here. Jeff, come over here for a second.
yo, manager Jeff.
Can we get her out of her current contract? Is that possible?
No.
We're going to get your mom and Jeff on the phone after this.
No, I mean, I got Nickelodeon. Hold on.
Oh, God.
I think I'm having a breakdown.
Going to have a slight heart attack.
Did you just say you sold 40 million bows?
I sold 40 million bows this year.
Nickelodeon get a piece.
Yes, oh, obviously. Absolutely. But Nickelodeon does all of the, like, Nickelodeon is who...
These are like Santa numbers.
That's crazy.
What's like more than Santa?
Crazy. Might as well be Santa.
Yeah, no.
So head on over to loganpaul.com/bows today.
No, go to jojodreamtour.com.
Yeah, that's getting bleeped.
No, I'm kidding.
We're going to that show. May, right? May 2019.
It's on my birthday.
We're going.
May 19th,
in LA?
The LA show's on my birthday. 16th birthday.
JoJo has a tour. And she is going to be traveling, just the United States?
Just the United States, yeah.
It starts in like a year though, yeah?
It starts in about 6 months. Yeah, it starts it starts on May 17th, but then the LA show is on my 16th birthday.
And I told you this, by the way, it's on your birthday. We are coming to your LA show.
100%.
I am going to get you an amazing gift, although you can definitely buy it yourself. I'm still going to do it. And we're just going to celebrate.
I just want a Maverick hoodie.
Make that happen.
All right, cool.
I can make that happen very easily.
Do you like the two-tones? They're actually back in stock
right now. And 20% off.
And 20% off site-wide through Cyber Monday.
Love that.
But okay, so this conversation could go so many ways. Mm-hmm. I want to rewind for a second and talk about the 40 million bows sold.
Yes.
That's not it. You have other products in
so many products.
Talk to me about this.
So my merchandising, think of it, like the easiest way for me to explain it is like SpongeBob. So like SpongeBob is a character who has his face on pretty much everything. Yeah. That's how I am. But the only difference for me is I'm live action. So that means that I am real in person. I'm not animated.
She is real. I can verify.
For sure. She is not a cartoon like
SpongeBob. It's confusing because I'm also animated. Like, I have an animated show with my
Jesus
dog.
Mother. I should have guessed. Both.
I do everything.
I spoke too soon. She is a cartoon.
Literally every product you can think of on planet Earth. I mean, everything from toys, accessories, apparel. I have food out
I,
now.
I have a pair of JoJo.
Love that.
I think they're pants.
JoJo pants. Yeah, I think these are Walmart, right?
Yeah.
JoJo
pants. So you're in Walmart. You're in retail.
I'm in retail. I'm in Walmart, Target, Justice, JCPenney, Claire's, Macy's, 7-Eleven, Walgreens, CVS.
7-Eleven?
I go there for Slurpees.
What the frick?
I go there for Slurpees.
Yeah. I'm soon going to be in the Target Cafe, which I'm really excited about.
No, I'm quitting the internet.
Yeah, honestly.
No.
Let's just rename the show the Siwa Show and just license it.
This is amazing.
Thank you. I brought some JoJo merch if you guys want it.
Absolutely.
Of course. Absolutely.
It's in that backpack. I can show you some of it.
Please. Guys, JoJo and I shot a video before this podcast. Yes. And like, it's funny because you say like, you know, you're real life, you're live action. SpongeBob's like a character.
Yeah.
JoJo, guys, is pretty much the exact same in real life that you see on screen. Like, we were talking before the podcast started. Obviously, when you press record on the camera, it's like the, yo, what's up, Lo Gang? But in real life, you're still like extremely bubbly and happy. And like,
you're just a little quieter. Like a little bit. And you're
slightly.
Good. Yeah.
But it's funny you say that because you do literally always look happy.
Thank you. I am always happy.
Is that true?
Yes, it is actually really true because
how could you not be? 40 million bows.
Hold on a second. She's still a girl. She's still a real life person, human.
Yeah. And there is hard things in life. You know, there's horrible things that go on in the world. You know, there's death, there's hate, there's bullying, there's tragedies, there's a million things. But like for me, I just focus on the positive. And that's what keeps me happy. Like, if I could die tomorrow. Like, any of us could literally die tomorrow. And, like, honestly, like, I'd be happy. Like, this was one of the best days of my life. Like, and that's how I try to live every single day of my life. Like,
that's...
I have to be happy with my day, like, could being my
last
day.
So wow, dude. Mature, JoJo.
Real mate. Mature.
Like, thank you, mate.
I swear, if the majority of people adopt your mindset, you're always smiling. Yeah. So you're telling me you don't get like sad ever? And if you do, do you smile anyways?
I try to find the happiness in it. Like the only, I mean, like really only time when I remember being like bawling my eyes out crying is when my dog almost got ran over by a car.
Oh, almost.
And
so that's
also
helpful.
Anytime watching Grey's Anatomy.
I've spent time with McDreamy.
Wait, hold on.
In Boulder, which we were just in Boulder recently for hanging out.
It was great, yeah.
And I met McDreamy. And then I met him and then I was him the next year for Halloween.
Love that for you. No, I'm literally the number one fan. Cry almost every week about it. But no, I mean, yeah, I'm a teenage girl. There's things with teenage girls that you would cry about typically, you know? And so
like boys ever?
Yeah, I don't do boys yet.
Because you're homeschooled.
Yeah, I'm homeschooled.
So do you often meet?
Yes, I meet other boys who do what I do. So like I meet boys who do music stuff. Yeah. You know, I've met boys from Nickelodeon. I've had lots of crushes in my life.
Do you have a crush that you could say right now?
I do have a crush.
Do you want to say
I have two of them.
Do you want to say him?
Do you want to say him? Spit them out.
No!
It's the number one. This might be the place to say it. Number one podcast in the world.
I will tell you this. I'm moving to Australia one day because the dude who I like, we're getting married.
That narrows it down. Then we could find him.
Yeah, Australia, you could. Yeah. And I will tell you this. I only not only like people, but I go towards people with blonde hair. Like my other crush that I have right now is my first brown haired crush.
So you have a type. You're 15 and a half and you have a type.
JoJo's got a type.
She ain't got a type.
Australian guys is the thing that she likes. Hey, JoJo's got a type.
Yeah.
Blonde haired Aussies is the thing that she likes. Yeah.
So, okay.
Done with that. Okay, yeah. Great. Thank you. We
definitely should make some sort of group in the near future. But it's so interesting because often people are intrigued. You're a child prodigy is what you quite honestly. And you're still a real girl at the same time. You just turned 15 and a half. And what I think you just got your temporary driver's
I'll
license.
I'll be getting my temporary permit on Friday, probably.
Oh, my God.
That's a big deal.
It's a big deal.
Did you get a car yet?
No, I mean, I have a car.
What?
Just how like do you have a car and you can't?
What'd you get? Because so, like, my first car was like a '99 like Volkswagen Jetta. Did you get like a junker or what?
I technically have a G Wagon.
Oh. Okay. Technically.
Technically, I got it from my mom, but it's my car also.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, it's cool. I mean, it's a great car.
Hard work pays off.
The car that I want, I want a Tesla.
What color is it? What color?
It's red.
Yeah.
We call it Lil Red.
Lil Red.
When you walk into the dealership and you go, my name's JoJo Siwa, and I want a G-Wagon. Do they laugh? Yeah, what do they do?
No, but when I was there, the guy asked me if I swallowed a microphone.
What does that mean?
I'm very loud. Very loud.
I like to think you're very awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah.
No, but the people at the dealership did not think we were real. They did not think we were legit. Like, we went in and he was like, oh, yeah, just have fun. Film in the car. Like, do what you do. And then he comes up to the window and he's like, so what are you going to do? And I'm like, we're going to buy it. And he's like, this is coming from a 15-year-old kid. And he's like, oh, okay. So he's like, all right, cool. Then I shut my camera off and he was like, all right, well, it was nice to see you. Like, no, nice to meet you guys. Thank you for coming in. And I was like, hold on, wait a second. I was like, listen, buddy.
Did you ask for his manager?
Do not doubt me. I was like, do not doubt me. And it was, he did not believe us. But then he ended up calling his kids because we were like, do you have kids?
Oh, yeah.
For me, like pretty much anyone between the ages of 4 through 12 and then from like 12 to like 16 is like a 50-50, not even that, more like a 90-10 shot. But like anyone from like 4 to 12, it's like they 99% know who I am.
That's your demo?
Which 4 to 12?
Which I have a really wide demographic from dance moms, you know, a lot. Like from YouTube also too. Like I have like my groups of YouTube. Like I do like older kid videos, but then I also do like little kid videos. So I have like older kid fans who are anywhere from, I mean, like 13 to 18. But then like I have those little kid fans who like my music and stuff from like 12 and younger.
Hello, it is Ryan. And I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Well, that's interesting because I'm a fan.
Mm-hmm.
And
thank you.
And it's because your energy is contagious.
Oh my God,
like,
I want to go run a lap after this show.
Not only that, like I'm buzzing right
and
now.
Just dance.
Just excited.
If you guys have ever seen JoJo's music videos, she also mentioned she does music.
Yes.
They are so legit.
Oh my God.
Thank you.
You dance, you sing.
Oh yes.
Me and Logan spent like an hour the other night watching all of the different videos and like just in awe.
I love it.
It's incredible.
I love it.
When did you start attempting to sing? Because these music videos are no joke.
You know, when I was little, I actually was horrible at singing. Like horrible, could not sing to save my life. My mom had me sing the national anthem. It was rough.
Nice.
But then once I would have been 11. I was like, I kind of want to write a song. Like everyone wrote songs at the time who was on Dance Moms. And so my publicist at the time was like, all right, well, we'll hook you up with this guy. We'll write a song. That song now is off the internet. You pretty much can't find it anywhere. But then when I was about 12, I was like, okay, let's revisit this. Let's write a legit song. Let's do this. So I met with someone. And the difference that really made this song like mean more to me, it was Boomerang. But I was like, I want this song to mean something.
Banger.
Like, I want this song to be about what I want it to be about. And I was like, what am I passionate about? I'm passionate about anti-bullying. And so I was like, let's write a song that's about bullying and about coming back from the haters. And we were like a boomerang, like come back like a boomerang.
It's great.
Like,
and by the way, Boomerang has, looking at it right now, 614 million views.
It's crazy.
Incredible.
614 million views.
Add that to the Bose from last year and you've got like billion units moving.
Just, hey, she's FYI, 614 million views. I'm just going to say it. Equates to roughly $750,000 to $1 million, my guess. You don't have to say.
I'm
just saying, like, I know for a fact, JoJo.
Yes.
You're making money.
Bank. Because by the way, really quick, from a brand perspective, like the demo she's talking to right now is like the brand gold mine.
Mm-hmm.
Like everybody's like, how do we reach this lifetime value customer that's starting in their teens and we can continue to grow with? That's
how.
That's my thing for the kids.
JoJo
is like,
Siwa, dude.
I want this next generation to be like the most epic humans alive, and
same.
I want them to be awesome,
absolutely,
and
same.
Strong and powerful, and change their world.
Rocking
and I'm like,
mad bows.
How can I do that by just doing what I love to do, which is that?
So in your song Dream, can you do some of the lyrics? Because I want you guys to listen to these lyrics because it's all like motivational, inspirational. Like what's the chorus?
You can do it if you see it. If you see it, you can be it. You believe it, you achieve it. You just D-R-E-A-M. If you live it, love it, breathe it, and you really, really need it, you believe it, you achieve it. You just
D-R-E-A-M. Hey!
Like, I hear that, and I just want to go out and, like, do chant and change the
world. Exactly. Yeah, no, it's
real,
so fun.
Real quick, is there a story, is there something in your life personally that motivated you to go after bullying?
Yes, very, very much so. Are you going to play this? I'll tell you after God. He plays
yeah,
this.
Please.
Wow. This is JoJo.
And, just
and her here singing. I am.
D-R-E-A-M. Ah.
Choreographed dances. Oh my gosh. JoJo, do you write these yourself?
I do. It's me, and then there's other writers and other producers, but I am the sole writer on all my songs, obviously. But what you were saying about the bullying is when I was in third grade, I actually went to school. I've been homeschooled my whole life, but in third grade, I went to school for the last semester or last quarter. But basically, while I was there, the first day that I got there, I'm not allowed to say the girl's real name, but the first day I got there, these kids came up to me and go, "That's Lucy. We don't like her. Don't talk to her." By the way, Lucy's not her real name. She has a different name, but in my book, and yeah. When I tell the story, I use Lucy. So they go, "That's Lucy. We don't like her. Don't talk to her." And Lucy was special needs. You know, she was different from everyone. And so I was 7. I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know what bullying was. So then basically at the end of the school year, no matter how good, like however good you did in math, depended on how much ice cream you could get at the end of the year. So basically, like, you built up an ice cream sundae.
Sounds like a school I want to go to.
Yes, it's great. And then at the end of the year, you have a giant ice cream party Sunday bash situation. And this little girl, Lucy, she basically, like, she didn't get anything right. So she had a bowl of whipped cream. Oh. And now, like, everyone had, like, ice cream and cherries and bananas and sprinkles and Oreos and more ice, like, all the things you could imagine. And she's just sitting in the corner. No one ever talked to her. I didn't talk to her. I'm guilty of it, too. But she's sitting in the corner. She's crying. And she, like, I can't even begin to tell you. So I literally looked over there and I was like, "This is not okay. Everyone over here is pigging out on their ice cream." I was like, "This is not ever happening in my book." So I went up. I'm really advanced in school, so I could have, like, unlimited stuff, whatever I wanted. So I got up. I literally went to the buffet, put every ice cream thing that there was there, made the biggest bowl, and I took it over to her, and I was like, "I just want to sit by you. Here's the ice cream. You enjoy it." Like, and I just sat by her, and I will never forget, like, she looked up and was like, "Somebody's talking to me." Amazing. Almost like, oh, wow. Literally that changed my life. And that's why, like, that really inspires me, like, every day to do what I do.
Goosebumps, JoJo.
Thank you. Do you need the tissues?
I need tissues. You're a modern day, like, superhero in a way.
Thank you.
Like,
thank
so
you.
Different too from, like, my schooling experience. Like, if I got math problems wrong, I didn't have, like, no ice cream, they would, like, take a ruler and smash.
Well, also, Mike is one generation above me, two above you, so, like, yeah. It's they could, it's still beat kids.
Yeah, we were actually still riding horses to school at that point.
Really?
Yeah, it was back in the late 1800s.
Not you were.
Yeah, Mike's the dad of the show.
We were talking about education a little bit before. I love education. Like, that's my thing.
Love
so
that for you.
You
I love when she says that, by the way. I love that's when she gets so right? Positive. Positive, dude.
You were it's talking so about your educational experience and, you know, how it might have been different. Like, what did you go through? You know, what allowed you to be doing what you're doing?
Like, for homeschool and stuff?
Yeah. Talk about, you know, what that
yeah.
was like.
So actually, originally, I mean, like, doing what I'm doing now, like, has been my dream since I was 2 years old. Like, literally, when I was 2, I was like, "I want to be Hannah Montana." Like, most 2-year-olds don't say that, but I was like, want to be Hannah Montana.
Was that your...
I said that when I was 2. No, I did. I never became her.
I might have too.
You're well on your way.
You became great.
We actually talked about this the other night when we were watching your videos too.
Yeah.
We saw you doing the videos, and I said to Logan, I said, I could just tell by watching her. She was like 2 years old, and she was like, "Mom, I'm going to be the biggest entertainer mm-hmm. in the history of the world."
Yeah.
And where your story differs from a lot of kids, I think, is as opposed to your mom saying, "Yeah, that's nice, JoJo. Like, but also, like, let's get your schooling done."
Yes.
So when you fail, which you probably will, your mom was like,
"You're goddamn right, you are,
damn
JoJo.
Right, you're gonna
my
do it, JoJo.
You're damn
like,
right, you're gonna
I'm
be
gonna buy a goddamn G wagon off those 40 million bows. I'm gonna drive that shit."
We were doing like this thing like for a play at like the small theater where I'm from, Omaha, Nebraska. And this girl was like, "You have to see this kid in there." To my mom, she was like, "This little girl, she is the next Hannah Montana." And my mom literally went, "No, she's not." And the girl goes, "What?" And she goes, "JoJo's the next Hannah Montana."
Yo, those dance moms are no joke.
No joke. But like, we have literally wanted this for me. Like, this has been my dream for forever. But so originally, though, I wasn't homeschooled because of this. I was in kindergarten. And I was just really smart. I've always been really advanced, really smart
for
school.
Yeah, you can tell.
Thank you. But so my mom was like, "All right, well, let's homeschool the kid." Because my school wouldn't let me go up. And so I was homeschooled. Then I went back to third grade to make sure I was on track, to make sure like I didn't want to go back to school. And I got 99.9% on my state testing. So we were like, yep, I'm good.
Pull her out, take her home, make her a superstar online.
Yep.
What was your backup, by the way?
Yeah, because
you're so smart. Like, did you think like astronaut, biochemist? I knew it.
What was it?
A surgeon.
Surgeon.
Any specific type, like brain surgeon?
I do either neurosurgery, trauma surgery, or ped surgery.
Pizzas? What was the last one?
Peds.
What's ped?
Oh, pediatrics.
Of course.
I heard pizza. Obviously. I don't know.
Pizza surgery? Yeah.
So,
more pepperoni, doc.
like I keep
mushrooms.
Kind of
sausage.
Wait, you like mushrooms?
What?
You like mushrooms?
Yeah.
Do you like pineapple on your pizza?
Yes.
Hey, I'm with you.
Yeah, but you're.
Have you had it?
Of course. It's not my brand, bro. Quite honestly, it's just not.
The sweet and salty, I mean, can be a thing, but it's just.
Here's the issue. You don't like it at first. This is how it goes with everyone. You don't like it at first, but then once you get used to it, you cannot have it without it.
I don't like
it.
Where this conversation is going.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like,
I really don't.
Like, my thoughts on it is like, my thing is like, where do you draw the line? Once you start putting fruit on pizza,
where do you draw the line?
Like,
I saw the Dolan twins put strawberries on pizza.
All right.
Dolan twins.
They also don't know the difference between clouds.
The Dolan twins don't know the difference between a nuclear warhead and a cloud in LA.
You don't
have to say anything.
Stay out of this, Jojo.
Thank you. Yeah, what you did was great.
Hey, this is going to get clipped by the Dolan fans. What up, Dole Gang?
No, come on. I agree with you.
We love those guys.
I do. It's just like, you know, I like to poke fun sometimes.
Yeah. But,
it was all fun.
So you again, rewinding for a second, you harped a lot on the anti-bullying, which is a huge part of your message, mm-hmm. which is why I love you so much. And which is why me as a 23-year-old male is a fan of you, not necessarily because of the type of content you're creating, but your message mm-hmm. and energy is going to resonate far beyond the stuff you're making right now and into the future. No matter what you do, guys, by the way, FYI, JoJo Siwa is going to be one of the biggest stars in the world for as long as she lives. Not just this current phase that you're in. But do you have like a 5-year, 10-year plan? You mentioned it, but what
What do I want to do? Yeah, so I want to go. So this is what I want to do right now. I want to go on tour. I'm going on tour. Then after that, I want to go on a little bit bigger of a tour. Then I want to go on a world tour. Then I want to go on a stadium tour.
Wait, so it sounds like a lot of tours.
Arena tour. Yeah, so my route that I want to go is like the Britney Spears, the Miley Cyrus without the crazy face.
Will you ever lose the bow?
You know, okay, here's my thing. The bow is here to stay for as long as I want it to stay. Good. If I all of a sudden wake up one day and I'm like, I do not want to wear the bow anymore, I hate it, then I'll take it out because I have to do what's right for me. Like, there's so many things that come to me that I'm like, no, that doesn't feel genuine. Like, I don't want to do that. Like, that's not who I am. It's a great opportunity. Thank you for it. But I can't because that's not what I do.
You protect your brand.
Definitely. And so, like, my thing is like, the bow is always going to be a part of my life. Like, it's what I'm known for, you know? Like, it's like, are you ever going to lose the bird? No. You're like, Maverick's always going to be a part of your life, you know? So it's like, it's always going to be there. But, like, I mean, no. Am I going to be 60 years old wearing a side ponytail and bow? Probably not.
Ooh, but who knows?
Who knows?
But who knows? Everyone has their thing. You know, I might do it.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You said, I'm going to watch out for that crazy phase.
Yes.
What's the game plan there? And it's awesome that you've thought about
Great
that.
Great question.
Yes. No, seriously though. Everyone has had this kind of mold that's come from child stardom, you know? And people have broken the mold and people have done other things. But like what happens is people do a TV show on Nickelodeon or Disney or a network. And then they kind of go through a crazy phase. But then they get like not in that crazy phase. Does that make sense? Like everyone just has their Britney Spears with her shaved head, Miley Cyrus with her Miley Cyrus, you know, like everyone. And I love Miley Cyrus too.
Me
like,
too. She's great. She's the best.
My
yeah.
favorite human ever. But so like everyone has their phase. So I never want to have that. I want to go from this to that without having that. Like that is my goal, to just stay true to who I am, because that's not who I am. You know, I'm not like that. I like to keep me who I am. I like to keep me what I do. And so I think that as long as I go, doing what feels right for me will always feel right. And like a Gwen Stefani, like if I could be anyone, like literally she is my favorite. Like
she's
I'm
awesome.
Obsessed with Gwen Stefani, and she gave me some of the greatest advice. I've never said it on camera. So.
Wait. You've spoken to Gwen Stefani?
Oh, yeah.
Like in public.
You were rocking person. Out at her concert.
Gwen Stefani, actually. Okay, so do you like Gwen Stefani?
I love yeah, Gwen Stefani. Absolutely. I'm B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
No doubt is Gwen Stefani. Like a big thing for me.
I met her. We were both at a Nickelodeon event. We were both at Nickelodeon Upfronts doing like presentations. And they were like, hey, Gwen Stefani's here. You want to take a picture with her? And I was like, oh, sure. Like I knew her as Hall of Fame Girl. Like I didn't know like all of Gwen Stefani, yeah. right? So I go up to like, there's like a line to take a picture with her, obviously. And she's like, JoJo!
You love to see that.
And I was like, I wasn't like really fangirling yet. And she was like, my kids love you. Can I take a picture
Amazing.
With you?
Wow.
And I was like, yeah, sure. Like, you know me, like I'm chill. Like I was like, yeah, cool. And the Nickelodeon exec, the head of merchandising at Nickelodeon, so the president of CP, got in the picture with us. And Gwen literally goes, hey, this is our picture. Step out, please.
Wow.
And I was like, I looked at Pam and I was like, she doesn't know who you are. I'm so sorry, but like, I have to do this. Yeah, so then she gave me some great advice. Yeah.
So what was the advice she gave you?
I've never said it before, but I mean, like, I feel like I could say it.
It's the spot to do it.
You want me to say it?
Yeah, absolutely. Please.
She told me to keep my clothes on. That's
wow,
the best advice
that
I've
is
ever
really
seen.
Good advice.
She said, keep my clothes
we,
on.
We live. We tried a lot to live by
I
that.
Wish someone would have told me this.
Yeah, a long time ago.
No, I'm serious. What yeah. the?
She
why
said,
do you?
Damn it, Jeff.
And you know what she said? She said, I did, and look what I've done. So.
Real talk. As someone who's 15 and a half, you're on social media all the time.
Yes.
There's a lot of people not keeping their clothes on.
Yeah,
so
for sure.
So how does that affect you? How do you see it affecting the girls your age? Like, what's
so sad to me. I hate it. Like, I literally can't even stand it at all. Like, I see, like, people my age, people who I'm friends with posting it. And I'm like, stop. Like, keep that to yourself. Like, that's not for everyone to see. Like,
anybody,
it
like, in
crazy.
Particular that you want to? Shout out here.
Yes,
on the podcast.
Very many of them, but I'm not going to. But like
damn it.
I asked my friend Respect. Colleen. I asked her, I was like, Colleen, if I ever took a picture and was like this, I was like, what would you say to me? Because she's like a sister figure in my yeah. life. Like she's like literally my older sister. And I was like, what would you say? She'd be and she goes, well, I'd probably text you. And like, I wouldn't want you to think that I'm like body shaming you or anything. So I'd just be like, hey JoJo. How you doing? And I was like,
see,
great.
What, see,
yeah.
what you just said right there is really important too, because you talk about these friends that would have your back and you mm-hmm. talk about like how you're not going to have a crazy phase. One of the problems with crazy phases is you don't know you're having it.
True. Right.
And so one of the big things that I always, you know, harp on is the importance of having a strong team behind you.
Definitely. And family.
And family and friends, right? Because those are the ones that say, hey, JoJo, I think you're having a crazy phase right now.
Yes, Facts. Definitely. Like, and you have to just, trust
yeah,
your
for
people.
For sure.
100% trust your people. It's,
you're crazy hyper aware that is almost for most celebrities who start off being child stars, inevitable.
Yes.
Quite honestly.
Unavoidable.
Sure. It can be done.
It can be done. I mean, Ariana Grande didn't do it. And Colleen is good friends with Ari. And she's like, she has the best family and friends around her. And that's why yep. she has been so good. Like,
stay motivated. Stay focused on your work, mm-hmm. which I know you are. Because, by the way, you love it. No one,
I do.
No one like forced you. I'm assuming.
No,
right?
No. Definitely.
You're going to sing and dance, JoJo.
You're going to sing and dance,
right
JoJo.
Now.
And you're going to like
you're
her.
Gonna
sell
like it.
Bows.
Go. Hurry up.
40
Keep
million
bow
bows or you're not getting ice cream, JoJo.
I think what you're doing is incredible though
Thank
because
you.
We need that. We need role models. We need people
Definitely.
That are like yeah. leading that
Facts.
Charge. Because we are our generation, since we're like kind of the first to go on Instagram, we're like the ones who are like, hey, this is what you don't do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like Good. Look at us. Like don't.
It's crazy. And like you guys started, like, I don't know how old you were when you started Instagram, Vine, but like even like there's now these little kids, like little Tatum and Oakley, little Titus.
Oh,
like,
shout out Tatum.
They've been doing this like literally since they were birthed.
Are you aware that, so you know when, okay, when I was a kid, you have career day at school. What do you want to be when you grow up? There's like, I want to be a firefighter. I want to be a police officer, a doctor. And that was like the typical occupation.
Yeah.
Are you aware that now, like, I don't know what the actual number is, but like 50%+ of the youth want to grow up and become YouTube stars as their
or
career?
Or an influencer.
And
or
I will tell you, crazy. That is because of you and your brother. Like, no matter what Nuts. Anyone says, like, literally.
Well here's you're also perpetuating that because like, You're a kid, yeah. Jojo, and you're showing people that it can be done, and just like your song Dream,
definitely
you can see it, you can do it,
you can do whatever you dream.
Exactly, exactly.
That's my thing. Like this was my dream, and now like look at me, like I'm doing it.
Exactly,
it's crazy.
Like so, you could rock a G-Wagon at 15
and a half.
Like that's 40 million.
You gonna teach me how to
still
drive?
Can't get over that.
40 million. Bones.
40 million. Huh? Freaking
you gonna teach me how to drive?
If you attach a plow. If you let me teach you how to drive, this is the worst, best idea I've ever heard in my life.
Perfect. Great.
Am I allowed? Is it some sort of legality issues, I'm sure.
Oh, wait. How old are you?
23. How old do I have to be? 23. We'll go with that.
You could, if it's older than 23, you could use me.
Nah.
We could put him in the front seat and you're in the back middle.
I want to be in the passenger seat.
Oh, yeah. I'll sit wherever. I can sit in the trunk.
Have you hit 100 miles an hour yet?
I haven't driven yet.
Something to think about.
That's Logan. That's one of the things he teaches. That's one of the staples to his driving course.
I'll go ahead and do it. So you're very animated.
Yes, that's me.
Yeah. Which is great. And like I said, it's in real life too, guys. You talk with your hands a lot. Have you ever thought about learning sign language?
You know, I know my name, J-O-J-O.
Wow. That's all you need to know. Yeah. That alone, your name means so many things.
That's like me in Spanish. I know like, donde está el baño. Like, where's the bathroom?
You even almost messed that up.
I know. Hasta la vista.
Yeah, that's like all I know.
It's you're multilingual, multicultural. I do want to ask you about this. I've known about you since the beginning of the year.
Cute.
And one of the first videos that I saw of you was you doing your intro.
Oh.
But wait a second.
Is it faster in person?
It wasn't. Your video, it was like a compilation of you
so good.
Just going rambling. And if you remember, the first time I spoke with you was you were with Jake. And he FaceTimed me and put you on. And the first thing I did, I was like, yo, what's up, Jake? It's another Wednesday. And you didn't know if I was like making fun of you. Or
No.
You said, you were like, yo, are you being a hater? And I was like, oh, shit. Like,
No. I'm very sarcastic also. Like, I feel like me and you have like, and Jake, honestly, too, like, have pretty much the same personalities. Like, we're sarcastic, we're funny, like, we like to joke around with people, but the other people have to know that we're joking around. Like,
true,
I fully knew you were joking, so I joked back with you, bro, you hating on me right now? Like, that's where it came from.
But, be honest, is there a part that, like, do people give you, I don't know.
Criticism?
Yeah, for, like, I mean, I don't know, that in particular, like, your intros are so quick and, like, I'm sure many people online are quick to jump to conclusions and say things. Does that happen? Like, is the bullying bad for you personally?
Yeah. People hate me.
Which is like, quite honestly, like,
what is wrong with you?
Like,
if you hate on JoJo Siwa, like what, show us where you were touched. You know what I'm saying? Like, honestly, like that's it. That just is crazy.
It's bad, JoJo.
It's sad. It's really sad.
You're
you know?
15 and a half years old. Yeah. You're a girl trying to spread a positive message.
That's the culture we live in.
Yeah. I've learned
leave her alone.
The best thing for me is like, I've learned how to deal with it. You know, like I know now, like just delete and block it. And like, don't focus on the nice people. Don't focus on the mean people. Focus on the nice people, you know? But like, no, it does suck. People are rude. People are mean. People are cruel. Like the things that people comment, I'm just like, why? Like, is that really necessary? Like, there was a big phase going around the internet about my hairline and how my hairline's so receding and I'm a giant 5'9 toddler. And I'm like, yeah, great. I am.
I'm getting the hairline too.
Yeah, me too.
I'm getting super low. I get the hairline one too.
Same. Yeah.
So does Jake.
I went to Knott's Scary Farm, and I love Knott's Scary Farm. Literally one of my favorite places ever.
Are you trying to say Knott's Berry Farm, or is it not scary? Is it different?
It was for Halloween.
Oh, and they named it Knott's Scary.
Yes.
Is it really scary, though?
Yes. They let me be a scary person at it, too, though. It was so fun.
That's cool.
Yeah, but there was so much in-person bullying there. Like,
Here's what I will say. Like, you have three big brothers now. If that ever happens ever again, call him, me, and we'll come in the G-Wagon with the plow and literally start.
No, but just like
going
people would be like,
nuts.
Like, just like, they're just like, JoJo Siwa. Like,
that's
like, so
well, you want to know why?
JoJo Siwa, where's your hairline?
You want to know why? because you sold 40 million Bose last year. Straight up.
Success.
Straight up.
Success pisses people off.
I was with two of my boyfriends, not like that.
Friends
boyfriend.
Who are males.
Friends yeah. who are males. And they're both older than me. And one of them was my dancer, CJ. And someone goes, JoJo Siwa, where's your hairline at? And CJ goes, where your grades are.
Oh, no ice cream.
And then every time, literally, people would literally just say, JoJo Siwa, fill in the blank yourself. I probably heard it maybe like 30 times that night. Like, it was crazy. And we were only there maybe like 3 hours. So like, it was wild. But every time I was with one of my friends, Corey, and every time someone would say it, he'd literally go like this. He'd go.
So JoJo Siwa.
Every time.
JoJo Siwa, fill in the blanks yourself.
I don't.
Performer. Singer, yeah, it's actress,
in our eyes,
like,
it's positive.
What thank
hell,
you.
Dude? Like,
and this is what I like to focus on. I like to focus on the nice people.
You say you focus on that, but you personally. So, but there's a lot of people who struggle to do that. So, like, you said you know how you've overcome that. What? Yeah. How'd you do that?
For me, it's really hard. You know, it is hard to figure out what you have to do. But the best thing you can do is like, yeah, we're talking about these haters right now, but you guys are all saying really nice things about me. So it's like disappeared in my mind because now I'm not thinking of those mean comments. I'm thinking of these nice things that everyone's saying in the room. So like, if you're at school and there's one mean person, but there's 10 nice people, don't worry about the one mean person. Worry about that one nice person, you know, like.
True.
Mm. So it's more like, making sure your circle that you're riding with is positive.
It's so interesting.
Like 6ix9ine, like his circle.
Yeah, that's it. You know, bringing it back to that. Do you want to?
You're a musician. You're a singer.
Yes.
How would you compare yourself to
other rising
stars of the generation, like a Shimon Blobly 74 or Tekashi 6ix9ine?
Like, or 21 Savage. Do you see any similarities?
No.
21.
But I'm
40 million.
21.
Bose. 21.
I'm the worst. I don't know anyone in the rap world. So like, I don't really know about them. But like, kids in my generation, like, it's almost like we're all in junior high. Like, and no one talks to each other. Like, it's the weirdest thing. But like, we're all good friends. Like, we all know each other. We all know each other's songs. We know each other's music. So we know each other's lives.
You're talking about your peers?
Yes.
That do the same thing?
Yes, 100%.
Well, it's interesting because I also struggle with this. And thank God I have my boys who I love, my roommates and friends. Is I'm sure you and all your peers, the people you actually get along with, because you probably can't have like a normal conversation with a regular 15-year-old. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you blow them out of the water. There's no relatability.
I can't with other 15-year-olds either who are doing what I'm doing. Like,
you're still
friends,
even far beyond
literally,
mentally.
All my friends are like, you and Jake are like the youngest two friends that I know.
No
like,
way.
My friends are like 30, 27.
Oh, what's good?
Let's go.
Let's be friends.
No, I mean, I have
33.
Yeah. No, but I mean, I have a couple friends. I have like two or three who are like closer to my age. But like literally like all my friends are
I can just tell like quite honestly, I don't feel like I should be having a conversation as seamless as this
with a 15-year-old.
And a half. Mm-hmm. And a half-year-old. Like
on that note though, bringing it back to 21. 21.
21.
Who are you listening to?
Who
are you a fan of on social media?
Who am I a fan
of? Do you consume anyone's content?
Yeah.
Like, who do I, like, straight up fangirl over?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. I mean, probably David Dobrik. I love David Dobrik.
Who isn't fanboying over him?
Did you see what he posted today?
Yeah.
I just about died.
Is it with Kendall Jenner?
No. No, on his Instagram story.
What was it?
Like on his Instagram story.
Am I about to do this right now?
Yeah.
I was too busy searching Siwa Nader stuff all day today.
How did you name your fandom while I looked this up? Siwa Naders?
We were all trying to come up with it in the car one day, and we had people commenting names, and we were all throwing back names back and forth. You know, there was like Siwatrons, there was like Siwa.
They're all like, it feels like they're all built off like either Terminator or like Siwa Nader.
Did you find it?
I found David Dobrik's video.
Isn't that crazy?
Wait, hold on. What is this? What's happening? Oh my gosh.
You gotta be kidding me.
You have headphones.
Yeah.
In retail.
In Best Buy, those are at.
My God. What did he say? Did he say anything?
He said like, JoJo, congrats. This
is Best Buy. Oh my God, congratulations.
Wow.
JoJo, you're in Best Buy!
I died!
What can't she sell?
What can't you do? Is there anything?
What can't I do?
Is there something you're just not good at? There's gotta be something.
Can you do like a unicycle?
No way.
Yeah, I got one.
Figures.
But then I got in trouble for getting one and told not to ride it. So
what about like
a
pogo stick?
Oh, I'm great on pogo sticks.
Just name something.
Let me touch on a subject that's interesting. JoJo and I were walking out in the back and I pointed to my trampoline. I said, that's a trampoline. She goes, not allowed to do that. Elaborate. What aren't you allowed to do and why?
What I'm not allowed to do technically, or it's not even a not allowed, it's I shouldn't do. But for me, it's like I'm not allowed to. That's just like the mindset that I put in my head. It's trampolines, ice skating, going on hikes, kind of roller skating, but I can get away with doing heelys.
You're allowed
so that's
to have
cool.
fun.
A lot of fun. What I do for fun is indoor skydiving. That is like literally my passion.
Which is fun.
Like,
have you ever
I
done outdoor skydiving?
Let's all go.
19 and a half. You guys want to come with me? I'm going when I'm 19 and a half.
Here's a fun fact. I am a licensed skydiver. Spencer's one jump away. We go skydiving all the time.
Love that.
So in 4 years, sure. Let's go.
There's an air tunnel there too. So we can do it indoors.
That's actually
like,
true.
I literally go indoor skydiving like 2-3 times a week. Like
what? I love it.
Do you go to Paris?
No, I just...
Sorry. Paris, California, which is where we skydive.
No, yeah. I go at City Walk. There's just a tunnel.
Can you do flips and stuff?
Yeah, I'm working on my backflip right now. I just got my double front flip, though, which is cool. I can do...
Double front flip.
Yeah, I can do up to 7-6 barrels, which is like a turn like that, basically.
Whoa.
I can sit fly, back fly, belly fly. I'm working on carving right now, so then I'll be able to do head down
carving.
Fly.
You're going
to
be like a
turkey,
skydiver.
Like tomorrow's Thanksgiving. Yeah, you're talking about carving a turkey? Yeah,
no, I'm talking about like carving around the tunnel. That's going to look weird.
Sorry about
if
that.
I was like to carve around the tunnel. And
by the way, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes.
What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
Oh, for Thanksgiving, my family is cooking dinner. My mom's cooking dinner.
They're here in LA?
Yeah. So all my mom, dad, brother, and me live in LA. So my mom's having Thanksgiving dinner, and then Colleen is having a Thanksgiving party. So I'm going to eat dinner with my family. But
I want to meet her.
She's awesome.
I always thought her name was Colleen. So, my bad.
I did
Colleen,
too. You'll call her that for a year.
Last name Balling?
Ballinger.
Got it.
That's really cool. Colleen Ballinger. You know, we don't have any Thanksgiving plans. We didn't get invited to anything.
Let's throw a party.
I mean, I'm down. Jake invited us to his house. I don't know if we're going to go. We might just show up at JoJo's house.
That'd be awesome.
Come party.
Hang out with
JoJo, before we sign off here, we've been going for 55 minutes. You're
love
very
that.
Easy to talk to.
Thank
I'm
you.
Incredibly intrigued by your story. Is there anything you want to say? You want to plug your merch? You want to tell any of my fans maybe about the tour you're going on?
Yeah. So the tour, actually, I wanted to tell you about this on the tour. We released tickets on Friday, all sold out. Every city sold out.
On Friday, just
on
one day?
On Friday, the day we put the tickets out. Isn't that crazy?
How big are these venues?
They go from 5,500 seats to, I think, 3,000 seaters.
That's
crazy. Yeah, so
how many
awesome.
How many stops do you have?
I believe it's 25.
Wow. And are you on a tour bus?
Tour bus, yeah. We'll have three buses and two
by the
trucks
way, we're coming to the LA one.
Yes, 100%.
If anyone wants to get JoJo Siwa merch, where can they do it? besides Walmart, Target, 7-Eleven, Best Buy, like, just give me a Lego. Do you have a URL?
I actually, no, I don't have a URL.
You're only retail?
I'm only retail.
Oh my God, dude.
I actually, one time I was in Walmart and I was filming and I was like, you can get my merchandise at fanjoy.co/WalmartTargetJusticeJustice.
We actually have an open URL for you on Maverick's site.
Oh, cool.
LoganPaul.com/JoBos.
JoBos. And have you thought about the Joe Gang instead of the C1ators?
I haven't. But I got the Joe Bros, who are my boyfriends.
Oh, all right. Just something to think about.
Something to consider.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Yeah. No, you can get my merch anywhere, pretty much.
And my merch specifically is direct to consumer, DTC.
Yeah, that's correct.
LoganPaul.com/shop, guys, is 20% off sale now through Cyber Monday.
I'm going online. I'm ordering it right now.
No, you don't need to.
We're going to
gift you something. Fresh. Actually, lots of things after this.
I wear it every day of my life.
Two-tone hoodies are back. We're going to fly out to Mavericks. We get something from the site. Again,
fly out.
You're already here.
Oh.
But you can come hang out. I'm sure,
all right, cool.
I'm sure they'd appreciate that. JoJo. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
What a great second podcast.
Yes. Amazing.
Let's make it to number
Everyone,
three.
Tune in to the Impulsive every week, every day.
I got one last.
Monday, Wednesday, Friday,
Monday,
right?
Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Every time, every Monday, every Wednesday, every Friday. You better be here. You better show up.
Subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Thank you guys for yet another amazing one. And I'll see you next time. Take it easy. Poo.
I don't want that girl who gets a car for her sweet 16. No, spends a stack of dollar bills on a limousine. I want that girl who takes a bus in.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.